are up to page Reshin and Tess. We only have two more Sha'arim Mitzvim Halacha before we go into the Halacha of Stam Yenam. So let's finish up about fish. I didn't do my homework about the modern day dilemma. It's big machlokes about bugs in fish. But let's see what he says over here. Halacha Tez Zayin. Okay, page Resh Nun Tes Halacha Tez Zayin Sheyesh Al Hadagim Bechutz. Let's go back to the halacha. The halacha talks about worms in fish. Resh Nun Tes.
Resh Nun Tes on the bottom.
We're finishing up the Shi'arim Mitzvah Halacha. Let's go back to Halacha Mem Gimel. Look at Halacha Mem Gimel. B'soich Hadagim Nimsu L'Pamim Tolom B'Moyach Oy B'Kaved Oy B'Me'ayim Oy B'Peh Oy B'Oznayim B'Prabedok HaNikra Hecht Yesh by Tolom Dakim by Ruchim Bokama Shechiach Chich Medika Vachain Behering Shechiach Besaych Hachelev Tolom Dakim with Chich Medika Vyesh Makama Shech Aladogim Bibuchutz. Now that's a big issue today. This is the big issue. What's the word called? There's a fancy word for it. Anis, whatever it's called. Okay, it's a very, very complicated issue. I tried to read up on it. It's a little bit over my head. It's over my head. The Anistaki, how do you pronounce it? I don't know, whatever. It's a parasite. It's a health issue. The FDA is very concerned about this because these worms are not digested by the digestive system of the fish, and not by people either. And if these parasites get, if a fish has a parasite and it gets into your stomach and you chew it, your body's not going to digest it. And it can grow in your body, and there can be worms, and it's a very, very big danger. So it's not so simple. There are different types of parasites. It's a parasite. So that's a very, very big issue today. And he alludes to that here. He alludes to that. There are fish which have near the fins. וגם על הסנפירים ובסך הפה ויכול להיות זניים שרוצים קטנים מאוד והם עגולים כעדושים וצריכים לבוא שם לגר מהיטב. You have to inspect them, you have to cut them out. Now look what is in the bottom. Test Zion. Wait, do we do Test Zion on the bottom? שיש לדוג מבחוץ עין דק יתשובה דהדוג שקורן קרפן, קרפ. Yesh loy shnei oyres, has two skins. Echod or dak al hakashkashim on the scales. The echod or hadog shetachas hakashkashim, and a second skin. But let's say you find the bug. The im nimtzu hatolom tachas or hadog ho elyon asurim. Why? The or ho elyon loy nechshav l'or. It's not considered to be its or, which means that it came from the outside. The general rule of thumb is any bug. Now, this is a Gemara. The Gemara talks about it. It's very, very complicated. Again, I told you it's over my head. But the general rule is, if a sheretz comes to a fish from the outside, and the time, and certainly you have to keep this in mind, at the time, the moment when the sheretz comes to the fish, it's already nira le'inayim. It's already visible to the naked eye. You don't necessarily have to see that it has little feet and legs and antennae. As long as you can see that there is something which is floating around and it comes into the fish, that is called a sheretz hamayim, and the fish is problematic. The fish cannot be eaten unless you remove that sheretz. On the other hand, if the sheretz grows naturally from the inside of the fish. In other words, there are some natural shrotzim which develop inside the intestines, inside the fish itself. And these shrotzim burrow their way, they push their way, they penetrate to the flesh, and they're found in some part of the fish. So then there are grounds. Nigger hadin, it's not called a sheretz. It's natural. It's something which is considered to be part of the fish itself. The big question are these parasites, because these parasites don't come from they don't come from the fish itself. They come from other fish. They start out in one fish, and a larger fish eats a smaller fish, and then another fish eats that fish, and it goes from fish to fish to fish through consumption. And these parasites are not subject to being digested. They're not the mitzias. They're able to overcome any type of process in the digestive system of a fish. So they never are digested. And as each fish is consumed by a larger fish, they're just passed on from place to place. So at what point in time do we consider them to be external and not internal? If the fish would first develop where it's not nikulei nayim, if the parasite would start out as something which is not nikulei nayim, it's an egg, just an egg which is not nikulei nayim, and the fish consumes it. And now it begins to develop, begins to form. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it burrows its way all the way to the flesh. And you cut open the fish and you see it, it's mutter. You can eat it. Because the fish developed naturally inside the fish. And the moment when the egg entered the fish, the first fish, it was not nikulei nayim. So it's mutter. But the problem is, this is not the first step. The place where you end up finding the parasite already is either the third or fourth generation of when the parasite first began to develop. So what status does it have?
So that's exactly what they did. They took DNA from the anascus, whatever, in the fish.
Yeah.
And they took DNA
where it came from.
Anascus from out of the fish.
Yeah.
And they saw it was different DNA.
Yeah.
So they knew that the worms in the fish were from the ones that...
Fish itself. From an outside fish.
That's
the mutter. That makes them mutter. Right. Belsky holds his mutter. It's a big machlokes. There are many issues. The reason why this is such a big machlokes after reading, trying to go through the article is... Let me give you some background. Many times in halacha... Okay, in halacha, ruba de ruba, when you have issues, there's a machlokes, the Chazon Ish says this, and Rav Moshe says this, Rav Chaim Noah says this, and you'll have the Brisker Rav said that. There's one issue, there's one svara. Is this, do you agree with the svara, or do you disagree with the svara? This issue is a much more complex issue is because there are many variables. It's not just one issue. There are a collection of halachic issues which there is disagreement on. There are many moving parts in the worm in the fish. At what point in time, if you can't see it, it's not visible to the naked eye. You can't see something. It goes through many multiple cycles. Then it goes through many fish. One fish is another fish. Does it grow inside? Does it grow outside? If it pushes its way from the intestines to the skin, to one skin, to a second skin, to different layers, there are many different halachic issues which there is a disagreement among the poskim. So when you combine all of these issues together, it gets very complicated. And that is why it became a hot issue. Calm down now, right? I think it calmed down a little bit. I think most of the kashrus organizations got their machmir. They don't want the headache. It's not good for business. So most kashrus organizations seem to be machmir.
The reason
to
they're machmir is because
business.
People don't want to buy things with worms.
Oh, that's an FDA issue because they're scared.
Not an FDA issue.
That's also an FDA issue. Yeah.
Someone told you there's fish that has cockroaches inside.
Cockroaches? This is not a cockroach. You can't even see. If someone would show
you...
People
become disgusted.
Okay. But these worms also, they're not even nickel. You can stare at the fish.
Oh. No, they do. They put it on light and they look at people. They have Chinese guys. But they take fish that is caught in off of South America in cold Arctic waters.
Yeah.
There's less growth.
Okay.
They pack it, they freeze it, they ship it out to China. They have a bunch of Chinese sitting over light tables with little
ultraviolet light.
The tweezers.
And they pluck them off. They pluck them off.
They see little circles. They see little circles in the skin. And they pluck it out and they put it into a box that says Dugim. They put on a hologram on it and they
finished. Okay. Let's see what it says over here. So this is just a very complicated issue. Kosav, he concludes, okay, look what he says. Look what he concludes. Right? Listen, exactly what you just told me. The scientists, they have done DNA, and they have discovered that the ones that they find are new ones. They're not coming from, they're not not, it's not a cycle.
So this is our big mother.
They're laying eggs.
Do we accept DNA over Das Torah?
They're laying eggs. These worms, these parasites are dying, and they're laying eggs, and it's a new generation. It's not the same parasite. The parasite that was consumed by the fish died, dissolved. And the parasite you see in this fish is a new parasite. Oh, that's a myla. Because if it's a new parasite, it means it came from an egg that was laid by the old parasite. It's an anical. And if it's an anical, it's a myla. Why is it a myla? Because the egg was not near the egg. It developed naturally. Who says maybe when it comes to Shrotzim, if you go bust the Zayda? Who says you go bust the egg? No, this whole part of the issue. Since the Shoresh of the egg was Nikrle 9 when it came into the fish, and it came into not this fish, it came into three fishes ago. You go through multiple cycles, Gilgulim and fish. It's very but he says over here, it has come from its internal, it has not come from outside. You can be matir. If it really came from the inside, then how did it get all the way to the outside? That's another big problem. Again, it goes all the way to the outside, to the skin. It pushes its way through. Well, some of them they find on the outside. They push all the way out. They burrow their way all the way through. They're parasites. They have a koyach to push through the intestines, to put through the internal. Alright, this is very complicated and there's no resolution. There's a big machlokes. Some say it's smooth, some say it's aser.
What does it mean? You can't eat the fish?
Certain types of fish that are known to have this problem. The certain types of fish that are known to have this problem. I don't know what they are. I'm not a bucky and fish. I'm not a big
common fish.
Tuna fish is not subject to this problem.
Herring and all that.
Some of them are. Some of the herrings are. Some of them are. I don't know the answer. I don't know anything about fish. I know about gefilte fish. That's as much as I know. Okay, next issue. One more issue before we go on to next sugya. Hashoylem or hara. Yud Zayin. He concludes here this very interesting thing. This simon concludes. We discussed many different issues of Dvarim Hoasurim. Let's say you have a question. You go to Rabbi number one. Rabbi number one tells you that it's Asur. Are you allowed to go for a second opinion and go to another rabbi and ask him, maybe you can give me a heter? So it says in the case of Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do that. Right. You go to one Mori Hora, look at Mem Vav, last halacha, Hashor le Mori Hora is a she'ela va'asoroi osur lo lishol oi le Mori Hora acher. You're not allowed to ask another poisek.
Why did he put it here?
Because this is all of Dvarim Hoasurim. Simon Mem Vav, we've discussed all different questions of Dvarim Taruvis, Basa B'Cholav, Shiratzim, in the water, in the fish, and kosher, Taruvis non-kosher, an oven with kosher, not kosher. We've gone through, there's a very long simon of many different questions of kosher and non-kosher. If you have a shayla, you go to a paisik, he tells you that it's us, so you're not allowed to go to the paisik. I told you, many people don't agree with this halach in our day, because we live in a different world where we don't really ask a shayla as a psak halacha. We ask for clarification of the issues. And then after we have clarified the issues, then we'll make our own decision. That is the attitude. So it's not together. Shavya aleicha ticha di sura. In the olden days, people had a moon in chachamim. So whatever the Rav says, if you tell me it's aser, shavya nafshe chaticha di sura. It's like a neder. And I'm going to ask you a shalihi, my Rav, you tell me that it's aser. So whatever you say, it's chal upon this piece of meat, iser, like a neder. But if you're not going, you make a tonight that I'm not going to necessarily accept what you say. I'm coming to ask you the question to hear the issues, because today we don't have poskim on that caliber, and many things are really, really, really big issues which are in the community, and there are different opinions. You're going for clarity. It's not necessarily also to go ask another Rav or Shiloh. That's how I remember hearing this being discussed. So let's see what's over here on the bottom. Yitzayin Hashalom Lev Hara. Ayin b'shut shalom eshef sheyotze kol al hashmonim shemar marvin bochem shumin chazir. There was rumors, bad rumors on certain types of fats, on oils that mixed into the oil was chazir, shumin chazir.
What?
Lard. Okay. Uvochanu also al pi chokmas ha chi What? Chemia. What does that mean?
Chemistry.
So they went into a chemist to test, does this have chazir? Vehim goyim. They're non-Jews. Can we rely upon them? So the answer is, of course. The question was, is the shalom esha? Can we trust? Can we trust their decision? The lab reports. Lugoyim elu vehela. The bechahai gavna. In this instance, I'm reading Uman Loy Mera Umnase. Of course, you can trust them. They would not want to ruin their reputation because this is something which is you can go bring it to another lab. Uvada Lo Yishaker Di Milsa David Lugluye. It's something which can be investigated somewhere else. Ali De Umachayim. The Ayin Zlif Mail. Of course, you can trust them. You go send them for a lab report, and it comes out. There's no lard. Of course, there's nothing to be concerned about. Ayin Shul Shuvus Beis Yitzchak. Nishal Gam Kain Bechazev Elu Diyesh Lus Mechala Uman Aha. And the chemist, Huva b'darki darki Torah, Ushnaim Hanal he too b'tziv time acherim ayin sham. There are other reasons. You can rely upon this. Ayin b'shut mar sham. Shel l'chate b'oifen sheyodiu l'human sheim yishalu gam l'shnei u'nachem v'hem emes yishalu al kapanim l'echad v'oz yesh tusmach.
He says that you have to tell them, I'm not relying on you. I'm going to want you to do this test, but you should be aware. I'm going to send it to another lab as well. So then you scare them. So he's more machmer. Just sending it to one lab is not enough. Because what do they care? They'll give you results. They're not 100%. But if you tell them, I want you to tell me the results, but you should be aware that I'm also sending this to another lab, then they get scared. They're being checked on, checks and balances. It's not so bad. There should be checks and balances. We even know. You think today everything is so simple today, all the government regulations, plenty of hanky-panky go on today as well. So therefore, you have to also have some checks and balances. You can be sent upon a lab because they don't want to lose their own business. Okay, now we go to the new halachas of Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam is man hazei v'chein magav v'chav miyayin shalanu yesh ha'imim de'ein osarak b'shia v'loi b'hano. Mikra din, wine that's not cooked, that has been touched by a non-Jew. So the rule is, it's osar b'hano. Time of the Gemara, because it's the Chazal's takana. Because since the time of Chazal, there were guys who actually poured wine l'shem avodah zara, and the yain became yain nesach min haTorah. The male, even if the guy does not mamish pour the wine l'shem avodah zara, or Chazal l'machmir, the wine is also behana as if it was a sacrifice for avodah zara. And b'zman hazeh, we have never seen a guy pour wine l'shem avodah zara. It doesn't exist. So b'zman hazeh, we can be makel. We only can be makel with regard to the law that it's not aser behana. So b'zman hazeh, if you have an open bottle of wine that is not yayin, that is not mevushel, and a goy touches it, you can't drink it. If you were living in the time of the Gemara, you would have to throw it in the garbage, spill it out. But since b'zman hazeh goyim don't worship pour wine of the zar, we're more relaxed. You can't drink it. That remains in effect, but you can give it away as a gift. You can give it. You can sell it. If you can make money, an old bottle of wine, put it up on eBay. I don't know how much you'll get. Or if you want to go give it as a gift to your worker, as a goodwill measure to someone who works by you, give him the old bottle of wine that a guy touched. That is permitted. It's mutter behana bizman. Has it's a very important halacha. Just touching. Bigger kiddush. What about people that shall go to a fancy wedding and you have a waiter and you want to serve yayin that's not mevushel and the heter is he's wearing gloves. Right, all the waiters in the fancy weddings, they wear white gloves. So it should be mutter for him to come and pour you a glass of wine that's not mevushel. Rav Moshe says it doesn't make a difference. If a guy pours wine, even if he's wearing gloves, Rav Moshe, saw us in the art school at Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, they have a very interesting shilas they even presented there about Yayin Esach. It doesn't matter. We'll have it later on. That if a guy is even magi, is even the cause of Yayin to move about, that's not mevushel, and it's not steel, it's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it has to cause it to move.
I thought it has to pick it up and
shake it.
I think even picking it up. Shake it.
Any goy comes in contact with one that's not mevushel. Mevushel, according to Rav Moshe, is 175 degrees Fahrenheit. 175 Fahrenheit is mevushel. And the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says, what's mevushel? It's a very simple translation. Where the heat, it has boiled to the degree where there is evaporation. In other words, it's a very interesting idea. Now, normally, what would you think is mevushel? You think mevushel is tam yad soledespo. You put your finger in it, and it's so hot, you pull out. But at that point in time, when it's so hot, you pull your finger out, has it already, has some of the liquid already evaporated due to the heat? Not necessarily. It says it's only called mevushel when it's so hot, there's steam that's rising, which means there's an evaporation, it's already in process.
Does anybody hold that with the gloves it's meant to?
No. Not that, I don't know.
It says
what
is
Rav
Moshe saying is the temperature for the yeah.
175.
And what about the Salem?
What? I don't know what he says. I don't know.
He gives the hechsher on Kedem.
Kedem? So the pasteurization, they don't, you know, they're very machmir not to go too high. Because it ruins it. It ruins it. Milk also,
okay,
you know.
It's supposed to make it yayin
mevushel.
It ruins the wine.
Not necessarily. Halacha. Halacha doesn't.
I don't know if there's a guy who needs a life to find out if it's mevushel or not.
That's the hechsher. That
this one I bought, that's nobody picks.
No, it's sealed. If it's in a seal, if it's a double seal, it's fine.
No, I think it's okay. But let's say this man.
It doesn't matter, it's a gezerah. You know, it was very rare. It didn't exist. Okay. And therefore, you're allowed to have benefit. If you're in the business, if a guy owes you money, and the only way you can recover your loss is by seizing, by foreclosing on his wine, go for it. Otherwise, you're not going to get any money. You're not going to get back your money. So at least you can get back the yayin esef. You'll take it. You'll sell it. You'll make the money. What?
Can I ask you a way to put the unsealed? Let's say it's sealed.
No, the seal is fine.
Put
if it's
on the table?
Yes, if it's sealed, absolutely. If it's sealed, there wouldn't be such a thing today as yayin. You couldn't buy in the store today yayin that's not mevushel if we don't rely upon the seal. Go. It wouldn't exist. Every wine comes in contact with the guy. There's a truck driver. There's a factory. Everything comes in contact.
But as long as the guy,
unless you're from the Hasidic stories, where even if the guy looks at the wine, there are stories like this.
Yeah,
so, he just looks at it and ready to become Yayin Mevushel. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Some wedding rules allow you to bring in your own wine.
Yes.
And you just leave it in the office with the.
You got a big problem. You have a very big problem.
I don't want you to open it, just put it on the table.
If it's sealed, that's fine. But if you bring in wine that's already has been opened and you put it in the office and you want to put it at the bar.
Not open.
No, that's fine. That's fine, but you have to be very careful. If you have an open bar, first of all, who's operating the bar? Half the time it's not he's not even Jewish.
Who's
and at the table, and there's a waiter that comes by and moves things around. You're asking for trouble. You're asking for a lot of trouble. This is a very. If you want to serve yayin, that is. Tell me, is there really such a difference today? Wine that's not mevushel. I'm not a connoisseur.
Kedem used to have the big bottles.
What?
We had big bottles.
Why is it not mevushel, big bottles?
Because they want
for the seder. Okay, they want for the seder. It's not real wine. You ruin it. According to halacha, once you make it, it's special, so it doesn't have the hider of yayin. It's not the hider. Yeah, but I mean, it's taste wise. I'm talking about like the fancy wines. Go to a.
That's why some people think there's no such thing as mevushel.
There's no such thing.
The overseas.
There's no such thing as mevushel because it tastes good.
Okay,
let's read what it says. Ulchein moto lishol ligvois bechayvois tamyena mibnei dehavi kimatzel midehem. If a guy owes you money, the time of the Gemara, you would not be allowed to collect wine for your chay because you would be deriving benefit. Bizman hazeh chazal, they were lenient. And they allowed you to derive benefit from stam yenam. The only thing that you cannot do bizman hazeh is to drink stam yenam. Hu adin b'shor hefsid kegoyin ovar v'karna. If you bought wine, you have stock in a company which part of their business is one that is fine. Aval lechatchila also liknos kedei lehistakir bibo lechatchila. You're not allowed to go into the business of dealing with stam yenam. V'yesh mekilim gam bizeh v'tevlach misam mekilim with regard to this, and it's a good to be machmer. Beitz muter la. I don't know what in the world this means. It means they used to make bathhouses you would dip in a bath of wine. It was healthy. You heard of this? A wine bath? So it means they would add some wine into the bath, but once you're in the wine, it's already diluted to the view where it's not. Dip in alcohol? People do that? A whole bath of alcohol? I never heard this before.
It's a form of alcohol.
They would dip. So you're having yayin, you're going to use stam yayinam as a bath. So it's mutter lecholish emay sakana. Period. Okay, let's see halacha gimel. Let's read halacha gimel. Let's read halacha gimel. Yayin kosher shmespashal dehainu shehisriach. Yayin kosher that's been cooked. What does it mean cooking according to the kitzer? According to shehisriach, that's bubbled, that's boiled to the degree v'nismayit mimidasai. And its volume has decreased due to evaporation. Al yidei harasicha. Now, at this point in time, if a guy were to make contact with the ayin, it's okay. It's not called stam yenam. Im noga boy oyved kochavim mutra filu bishesia. And that's why bisman hazeh most of the small bottles of wine are grape juice. They're pasteurized. They're cooked. And that's why there's no issue a guy touches the open bottle of wine. Avol yayin shenoystim l'so. Let's say you take regular grape juice and you add an ingredient called lana, wormwood, and it changes the taste. Vermouth. Shekoyin varmouth. I think in varmouth, whatever it says. Kol sheshem yain olav lo nispashal velo nispashal neser. Even though this dramatically changes the taste. It's no longer, does not taste like grapes, does not taste like wine, so you would think that it should be no different than Bishul, just like Bishul transforms it from Yayin into something different, which no longer is subject to the laws of Stam Yayin. Perhaps, when you add other ingredients to Yayin that's not being cooked, it should transform it to a different entity, and it should not be subject to the rules of Stam Yayin. No! Doesn't make a difference. You've just added ingredients. It's still called yayin, and it is also if a guy makes contact. Dalit tavshul. Now this is a very interesting halacha. This is very much nageya. You've always seen products, and the grape flavor is not kosher. Everything is kosher. All the different types of flavors are kosher. The only flavor that's not kosher are grapes. You used to see this years ago. You don't see this so much anymore today. But I remember years ago, every time all these different things. Yes. Today it's still like that? I don't remember seeing this. I don't remember seeing this today so much. Today they found the solution for grape flavor as loyal. But generally speaking, tavshil, you have a dish, and the wine is just a minor ingredient. So he's very makel. He says what he says, shayayin, shayayin murbo, ve'einu nikar, afilu adayin lo hir siach, einoy nesa b'mago oyveid koychavim. After you've added the ingredient, not before. The fact
we are talking the yayin is yayin.
Real yayin, not mivushol.
It's not yayin.
It's stam yayin.
No, it's
kosher yayin.
It's kosher yayin.
Right.
And you're mixing it
into a tavshil.
Even if it's not cooked.
And it's not cooked. And now you serve the tavshil. And now you serve the tavshil to a guest. And the waiter is a goy.
It's a kosher.
It's goy. So the goy, let's say the goy is working in the kitchen. He's actually touching.
He can't.
Why? Because it's not the ikur.
Right.
It's a tafel. What?
There's no time.
They say there's no time? It doesn't say there's no time. It doesn't say that. It just says that it's not the ikar. Tavshil dish. Shayayin urbo. It's, you can't touch it. I don't see the grapes.
You don't see it.
Doesn't say that. I do taste it. Doesn't say you don't taste it. It just says you don't see it. Doesn't say you don't taste it. I don't think so. I don't know for sure. I don't think so.
Nikar means that you recognize that it's flavor. It could be a flavor.
A flavor, you taste the flavor. That's what it's all about. Grape flavor. You do taste it. I'm not sure nikar means, it says that it would say the word tam. There's a difference between nikar and tam. Nikar means I see there's wine. I see it's bubbling in wine. I see it's cooked in wine. Not cooked. It's soaked in yayin. It's not.
We say tam nikar is also because it's nikar.
I'm not sure if that's how what he means here. Maybe you're right.
You're saying artificial.
Oh no, there the problem is because the problem is that there when the goyim already touching it when it's in its raw state, when it's the grape juice, they're eating it. So that's too late. You already ruined it. We're dealing here where you have only Jews in the kitchen and they're taking regular grape juice that's not cooked and they're pouring grape juice into a dish and they're preparing a dish. Let's say the dish has not been cooked. And now you have a waiter that's serving you. You're serving you a fruit soup, and in the fruit soup there is some grape juice. There's some grape juice, and who's the waiter? A non-Jew. The non-Jew is touching it. So does that make your fruit soup non-kosher because you have some natural grape juice you've prepared in the kitchen? No. He's saying as long as it's not nikar, that there is yayin mixed into the dish, it's okay if the guy touches it. It's only when it's sicko. But if you start off with grape juice and the guy touches the grape juice is now yayin stam yenum. And now if you take that grape juice and you pour it into a dish, the dish is treif. Now on the dish treif, the kalim are treif to a certain degree. So that's what he just asked. That's what he asked. I don't know the answer. Recognize what it's called. Recognize is it referred to taste? I don't know the answer. Let's see. Tavshil sheyayim ubo v'niko v'afilo adayim lo hisiach inu nesu m'maga v'chav it's time v'chamasa. Halacha hey. Yayim mozuk im yesh bo yishish chalak. What's the wine has been diluted? And how much water is sheyesh bo yishish chalak imayim? Six times more water than grapes. Bottle hayen, that's not called wine, and the mixture is permitted. If a guy were to now touch this mixture, it's not a problem. V'yayim nesu b'maga v'chav al yayim tsemukim, raisin water. If you have raisins and you pour water on the raisins and you soak the raisins in the water and you produce a drink that is called yayin and it is osur. Shinasamaim ala hatsamukim harehe zayin come and it's osur. Vof. Hatemet. What is temet? Tahainu mayim shenoistim al hacharzanim oy al hashmarim. You mix the pits or the sediment with water and it produces a flavored drink. Kol shehu mishubach l'shia ein la'atir imnaga b'yivcham. It also has the status of yayin. Not just raisin water, but temet, where you soak the sediment and the pits in water. Zayin. Anovim druchois begigis. Grapes that have been pressed in a vat. Shenim shach nimenu afilu ma'at. A guy comes along and he draws out, he takes a ladle and he pulls out a small amount of wine. Finished. He ruined your whole vat. The whole vat goes in the garbage. Afilu ma'at oy sheshav nimenu yayin b'chli nikra haya akol yayin v'nesar b'magav v'chavim. The entire thing becomes forbidden. Afilu l'noga ela b'chatsan b'vzom. If you only make contact with the chatsan with the pits and with the shells. V'luchen gigas anavim druchos. You have a flask of pressed grapes. Those that are sitting in the base, it's sitting in a home of a non-Jew. You have to assume the worst. You have to assume that the guy he went and he was moishak a small amount of grape juice from the svat, and the entire container is also. We also lidrach al yidei v'chavim goes without saying. Afilu begogas pekuka. You're not allowed to have the grapes pressed by a non-Jew, even if it's in a vat that is sealed. In other words, normally when you press grapes, you open up the stopper on the bottom, and as soon as you begin to press the grapes, immediately the grape juice begins to flow from below, from the bottom. Let's say you press the grapes in a vat that is sealed, so the liquid is not escaping. So the guy is not removing anything from the vat. He's just causing the grapes to be crushed and the liquid to separate from the grapes. So maybe does not make it into the yayin nesach because there is no removal. We just learned before that the ikar is the removal. No, even this is significant. Causing the liquid to be separated from the grapes is significant, even though the liquid is remaining in the vat, and it is also. Okay, let's see what it says. In the Shiurim Sinim Halacha Aleph Mutu Lassos Mirchatz Kach Loshen Rabah the Hoisifot Uvach Lo Yishte Ha'isur Hoyl V'ein Boy Sakona. As long as you don't drink, when the person goes for his bath, he shouldn't take a sip of the yayin. Why are you allowed to do this? Hoyl V'ein Boy Sakona. There is no Sakona. He's a choyla she'ein boy sakha. I'm not sure what he means. Hold the ein boy sakha. I know what he means by that. What? He's still going to a bath. He's sick. He's a choyla. He's a choyla she'ein. I think choyla is a choyla. I think he's a choyla she'ein boy sakha. Since he's ill, he needs this bath. He needs this bath, so he's allowed to go dip in this bath of wine. The ayin bogan avram shakasa b'shem shuv se ramah lahat yafilu b'shiyah b'choyla she'ein boy sakha. If you have someone who's ill and the doctor says he needs to drink yayin, and the only wine available stam yenom in his mutter. I don't know where he got this from. I searched all the shuvs shama. I can't find this. Same conclusion. He searched in the shuvs shama. He cannot find the heter for koil l'shem esakale to drink yayin stam yenom. Hamburg. Nichtav Shuvus Ramah. It does say it there. However, Utfus Amsterdam Hishmitu Zeh, and that's why they could not find it. The Evshal Pete Sivu Acham Tzvi v'Rav Moshe Chagiz v'Rav Naftali Katz. They changed for whatever reason. It was inserted. It was taken out. I'm not clear what he means. V'Am Darkei Tshuva Heruch Mizevi Hevi Matir Machmir Mismachleis Apayis Mevachoyel Shemay Sakana is allowed to drink Stam Yenim on doctor's orders. V'Ruba Machmir. Most people hold that a Choyel Shemay Sakana is not. You have to find another refuah. V'Shud Zer MS Hela Alachat Be'Efin Shi'ar Be'Davar Mar. What you should do is the doctor says to drink a product. It couldn't be happened today. The different medicines, especially these alternative medicines, which have they're not kosher. You go to the organic stores, whatever, they have all these types of things, and it has great product, and it's not kosher, as long as it's bitter. If you make it bitter, that is a heter. If you can't find a kosher product, the doctor says you must take this as a refuah. Ayin sham, ayin mishal shuvas masham, nishal imutu l'choli chasar dam, lishdos yayin hanikra, I don't know what this means, v'histam yenam, hello, certain type of medicine, a person that's certain type of blood sickness, blood illness, blood disease, he needs a certain type of stam yenam, what's the halacha, hello, hater, it's mutter, im humar, tahavi shloikaderech achilosan, uvitred rabbanon, yesh lahater. Two rabbanons, number one, what's the two rabbanons? Toigam yayin stam, bazmanazed rabban, bazmanazed, it's only the rabban. Bismanazeh, there's certainly no one. Bismanazeh is pouring yain l'shem of the zara. So it's only minig. It's only chumra grandfather from the time of Chazal. It's only the rabbanan, and since it's also bismanazeh the rabbanan, and I don't know what this word means. Okay, whatever that means. Nami drabanan for chola. When you're eating it, there it's mar. It's also only also midrabanan. Shlog derech achila. It's bitter. So since it's bitter, shlog derech achila. So it's a combination of two drabanans. Bezmanazes tamim is drabanan. Shlog derech achila is drabanan. Meila nami yesh. L'chein yesh l'chate b'evin zeh. Gam nochon sheyishte derech shifeferes through a straw. Why? The b'shas havi boy d'lo yivshito i'avi derech shesia v'rabban tzamchin l'kula. Third thing you should do. If you drink through a straw, the Gemara shal zakol derech shesia. It's another shaloi k'derech achilas. Besides that it's bitter, you're not drinking in a normal way. Now that's very interesting because I never saw a person not make a brach. Yeah, you ever saw that? You make a straw? I'm not familiar with this. People make, they have a can of soda, you make a shahakol and you drink from a straw. You want to do that? It's not cool. You're making a bracha and you're drinking a shloikederech. So what does this mean over here then? So it's telling you should do it with the straw and the shloikederech achila. Okay, interesting halacha. Okay, we're going to stop here.